Welcome again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. Continuing our series on retirement throughout the ages, we're going to turn to the 60-somethings and older. We've covered the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Now we're going to talk about those 60-year-olds and older and the baby boomers, of course. Joining me, as always, is Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute as well as the Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, what have you learned about the 60-somethings? How are they faring? How are they doing?
60-somethings are changing retirement as we've always known it. Many haven't saved enough, and they also recognize they're going to be living longer. They're kind of blowing up the whole idea of retirement being a magical age of 65 where you have an office party, punch and cookies, and then embark on a life of full-time leisure. 82% plan to continue working after age 65, and half plan to continue working at least part-time even when they're retired.
Now, this all comes down to the fact that they haven't saved enough. Not to be a downer here, but if you're in your 60s, you know, that's not so much time. And your survey pointed out that the total household retirement savings among workers in their 60s or older is $172,000, which sounds like a nice chunk of change, but if you got to make that last for 10 or 15 years, it might not be.
No, $172,000 likely isn't enough. The entire landscape changed during their working years. They started working in a much more paternalistic time where the expectation was Social Security benefits would cover a lot more, and there were traditional defined benefit plans.
So in lieu of having a bigger pot of retirement savings, they're just going to keep working? And is that realistic?
Yes, no, and maybe. Yes, because they're self-reported to be in good health. Health is key to everything, including working. Maybe because they're currently working right now, but the question is, will they be able to keep their skills up to date and continue working? And then the not really part is workers in their 60s have an expectation of phasing in retirement, shifting from full-time to part-time, maybe working in a different capacity, and doing so at their current employer. However, they also say their current employers generally don't have programs in place
right
to support that.
Another big consideration, of course, is Social Security. And we could spend, we have spent a whole show on Social Security before in that hour-long series. But depending on when you begin to draw on your Social Security benefits can play a big role, you know, in what you have available.
And that point is particularly relevant for workers in their 60s who are continuing to earn income through paid employment, because that can affect their Social Security benefits. And having a claiming strategy is really important because, as we've talked about on prior shows, the timing of which you can collect your benefits can have a tremendous effect on your overall lifetime benefits, which is something that we all should want to maximize.
There are any number of resources out there. The Social Security Administration offers certain resources, but it's about the financial planner. If you've got one, we get some good advice about when exactly to begin claiming Social Security benefits, and folks should do so. Catherine, thanks as always for the insights you bring and the insights of this survey in particular. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker, your host.